Rutabay, our year can only get better after that, but no news has changed. We didn't miss a thing. There are four candidates running for Senate, as our guest just told us. Three of them are actively running right now. One, David Perdue, the sitting senator, the senior senator from Georgia, is home. He is quarantining because of a contact with someone who tested positive for the COVID vaccine, for the COVID virus. So now you have the three candidates. John Ossoff was in Savannah, was in Eatonville today, all over the state. Tomorrow he's going to be in Savannah as well with Ralph Warnock. Raphael Warnock, the Reverend from Atlanta, is in Albany, Georgia, finishing remarks as we meet right now. And Kelly Loeffler, man, she has been all over the state today, from Jackson County to Carroll County, was in Carrollton, was in Fayetteville. She is working the crowds, small crowds in some places. But again, as Aaron said at the top of the show, it's about getting out your base. The base is what they're focused on. And tomorrow they're going to be going all over the state ahead of the visit on Monday of Donald Trump here in Georgia. He's going to be in Dalton, Georgia. Both candidates were supposed to be there. It looks like just Kelly Loeffler will be up at that rally, but David Perdue's name will certainly be invoked regularly. And then you look at the jobs that these two people have right now, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He won't be a senator after tomorrow. That seat will be open. And then on Wednesday, you've heard already that Ted Cruz and 10 of his colleagues are going to protest the counting of the electoral vote. They're going to challenge that. And there is precedent for this in history. In 1876, Rutherford Hayes was seated as president. His opponent, Sam Tilden, was one electoral vote short of becoming president. There was a 20-vote difference. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina, made up that difference. It created the Compromise of 1877, which probably doesn't get talked about on television very often. But what it did is it ended Reconstruction. It seated Rutherford Hayes. Then you go to 1969, Richard Nixon. There was a challenge there where one faithless elector voted for George Wallace in that election. Richard Nixon, of course, won the presidency. That was challenged as well at that time. So you had President Nixon, still a challenge in the Senate. And then 2005, after John Kerry lost the race to George W. Bush, there was one member of the House, Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio. You had Barbara Boxer, the California senator, because both houses have to take part of it, challenged it. It has not changed the results of the election. There was no seated president in 1876. And then, of course, George W. Bush won re-election here in 2004, was seated in 2005. Back to you now.
Okay, good historical context, and we've been focusing on Georgia, but in Washington, some senators are making a list, last-minute push to overturn the presidential election results. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is about. And again, Josh Hawley is doing it in a different way. The senator from Missouri, he was the first out of the gate. But what it's about is the most interesting part of this, because these people are challenging right now the results of an election. But all of the people on that list, some of them are senators that are seated senators. Some of them are incoming senators who, after tomorrow, will be seated senators. They are challenging these elections. The ones that are already in the Senate are up in 2022. So you're looking forward to 2022, where you have people that are trying to associate themselves with the Trump name, with the influence that he has in the party, and trying to avoid a primary. James Lankford, a very sort of, he's a conservative Oklahoma senator, but he's somebody who is more reasonable when it has come to the Biden-Trump election. He has said that he is part of that group right now. You look at James Lankford, he doesn't want a primary challenge in 2022 to come from the Trump wing of the party. If he appeases Donald Trump here, he thinks that he won't get that challenge. These are the politics that are involved. It's actually very fascinating politics, but by the same token, it is putting sort of a chink in the armor of the president-elect, and we'll see what happens. Back to you.